The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Happy holidays from all of us at the GoCast Podcast. Please enjoy this short solo episode so that you're up to date on all the news and events that are happening right now and coming up in the new year.
You're tuned into the GoCast Podcast, your one-stop shop for updates, news, tips, and community in the world of Pokemon Go. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GoCast Podcast. It's episode 218.5. Yeah, we kind of decided to not record a full episode this week, but we will be doing one next week between the Christmas and New Year's holidays for us, I suppose. So I just wanted to make sure that we actually didn't leave you out to dry. There's a bunch of really interesting pieces of news that came out. We're going to talk about four of them, and then I'm going to kind of just leave emails and all the regular stuff for next week, and we'll pick it back up. So if you sent in an email, we're not ignoring you. We're just not going to read any this week. And by we, I mean just me. I'm going to be doing this solo, so it's just going to be you and me hanging out for however long this takes. Let's see. There's a little bit to go through. So I suppose, without further ado, here's the news. Yo, what up? It's the news. All right, so we've got four pieces of news, like I mentioned. We've got the Scatterbug, Spupa, and Vivillon discovery introduction debut. It's interesting. We have the January 2023 Community Day. We have the part two of the winter holiday event, which is actually live right now, and a New Year's event, which seems a little all too familiar for a lot of people from what I'm seeing online. So let's just start with the most recent thing. So this was posted back on December 15th on PokemonGoLive.com. Scatterbug, Spupa, and Vivillon have been discovered in Pokemon Go. There's a cute video on the page too. As always, check out our show notes, and you can take a look at the link there. But it reads, trainers, we're excited to announce that Scatterbug, Spupa, and Vivillon are making their Pokemon Go debuts. Trainers worldwide will now be able to collect Scatterbug's whole evolutionary line. Vivillon, the scale Pokemon, is known for its many different patterns. Trainers can collect pattern Vivillon from all over the world by pinning postcards received from trainers, Pokestops, or gyms in different regions. Pinning postcards from eligible regions unlocks the Vivillon Collector Medal and adds progress to sub-medals associated with the postcard's region of origin. Progressing on sub-medals leads to encounters with Scatterbug. Scatterbug from different regions evolve into Vivillon with different patterns. Will you be able to discover and catch Vivillon with every pattern? Ooh! Vivillon couldn't have been discovered at a better time during the season of giving. Trainers can reconnect with family and friends by sending them a thoughtful gift through Pokemon Go, and then see how many patterns of Vivillon that Scatterbug can evolve into. Alright, so that's a lot to say, and a lot of fanfare for essentially what is an added quality of life encounter experience on top of the postcard system. And this is great. We kind of needed this. So basically what this is saying, there's, I think, 18 different types. There's a fun map. If you want to take a look at this yourself, you can. It's live for everybody. You go to your trainer, go down to your medals, and you'll see one that has like a little butterfly on it. And that's your Vivillon Collector medal. And then from there, if you click into that medal, tap into that medal, it'll pop up a bigger screen with like the map, the locations, and which pattern to expect from which location, right? So that should be pretty fair and straightforward. The next step is, well, how do I work with these? Well, kind of like they said, you know, you pin postcards from places. So here's a couple of things with that. There's a finite amount of postcards that you can pin. But the good news is that if you don't want to get rid of postcards that you have, or if you only have like 5 or 10 spaces to work with, what you can do is you can pin and then unpin the gift right away, and it'll count towards that medal, but you won't have to have it take up space in your postcard book. right? So there's a little quality of life tip trick that I'm seeing everybody talking about right away. So chances are you knew that one, but in case you didn't, hopefully this helped somebody. All right, so first things first, Vivillon appears in Pokemon Go. They've come out. That's wonderful. And there's a nice little step-by-step thing. You know, it's got pictures of the screens of explaining what the feature is. So there's that in the blog post. It'll probably be a pop-up for you as well. So there you go. You can use 25 Scatterbug candy to evolve Scatterbug into Spewpa, and then it's 100 candy for Spewpa into Vivillon. Scatterbug from different regions will eventually evolve into Vivillon with different patterns. These patterns are affected by the climate of their habitat, and 18 patterns of Vivillon have been discovered in Pokemon Go so far. If you collect several postcards from a certain part of the world, you may encounter a Scatterbug that will evolve into a Vivillon in a pattern from one of the following habitats. I'm going to list them for you because they're fun names. Archipelago, Continental, Elegant, Garden, High Plains, Icy Snow, Jungle, Marine, Meadow, Modern, yours truly, Monsoon, Ocean, Polar, River, Sandstorm, Savannah, Sun, and Tundra. Some of those are pretty hardcore. Monsoon comes to mind. My goodness. Trainers can check the Vivillon map from the Pokedex or the Vivillon Collector Medal. Oh, it's also in the Pokedex. There you go. In the Vivillon Collector Medal page to see where different Vivillon can be found. So one thing you can do also, and they mentioned this at the bottom, you can pin up to 3 of your own postcards per day to make progress towards your medal, right? But you can, I think, pin an unlimited amount of other people's. But if you do the pin and unpin thing, you can't pin and unpin the same gift twice. It won't count. So bear that in mind. You will have to come back and open that gift eventually if you want to get a new one to pin and unpin later, right? So that's pretty much all there is to that. I mean, I'm thrilled with it because it's a bug Pokemon. Who doesn't want more bug Pokemon? I think that's just me, actually. But I love it. Really, really great. I would really recommend going and watching the video. It's adorable. It's really, really cute. Speaking of adorable and really, really cute, at least for a short period of time, we're going to be talking next about the January 2023 Community Day, and it's Chespin, baby. Yeah, that's right. We're back to starter Pokemon. Chespin's the grass-type starter for this upcoming generation. It's really, really great. I mean, we've had Chespin for a while, but here's the thing. The shiny is actually rad. It's red, but it's also rad. It's really rad. So when is this community day happening? It's Saturday, January 7th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. And trainers were excited to announce that Chespin, the spiny nut Pokemon, will be featured during January 2023's community day. The featured Pokemon is Chespin. It'll be shiny if you're lucky. The last evolved form is Chestnut. And if you evolve it during the event, it will know the event exclusive move, Frenzy Plant. So trainer battles, 100 power, gym and raids, 100 power. We're not new to Frenzy Plant. You know what to expect. I think some of the things I saw online, especially in a PvP scenario, because Chestnut's like not really at top of DPS charts, has some bulk TDO. It's a fighting grass type. But what I was seeing people say online for PvP is that it wins a couple more trades, but it generally doesn't help it out too much. Now, in before I'm you know, proven wrong by somebody else that knows much more about it than I do. All the same, definitely worth picking up. And Frenzy Plant is just a strong move on pretty much any Pokemon, so it's a safe bet. Community Day special research story, quality quills. We're back to some great custom names for these special research stories. Fantastic. It's gonna be $1, and you can purchase it for a friend, and you know, it's not live yet, but it will be, you know, the usual sort of stuff. Event bonuses, here we go. 2x candy for catching, quarter egg hatch distance when eggs are placed in incubators during the event period. Incense activated during the event will last for 3 hours. 1 additional special trade can be made per day. Trades made during the event will require 50% less stardust. Take a snapshot for community day surprises. You know, it's going to be Chespin. Lure modules activated during the event will last for 3 hours, and 2x chance for trainers level 31 and up to receive Candy XL from catching Pokemon. So it's all the usual bonuses, but this is to say we're going to get 2x candy for catching and quarter egg hatch distance. So I'm happy about this one. And then as we've been seeing, or like we've been seeing rather, bonus raid battles after community day is finished, we'll be seeing Quilladin in 4-star raids. And again, if this is the first time doing a community day, you know, you do these 4-star raids and then UK Community Day spawns in a 30-minute radius, a 30-meter, sorry, radius around the gym for a little bit. And that's that. There's also going to be some stickers. They look pretty cute. Spin stops, open gifts, buy them in the shop if you want to. The usual fare. But that's it for Community Day 2023. Looking forward to it. Nice to be back in the saddle with a starter Pokemon. Okay, let's talk about what's happening right now. Tis the season to wear your festive best. Eevee and its evolutions will be donning holiday hats in Pokemon Go. Trainers, we hoped you enjoyed Winter Holiday Part 1 so far. And if you're not ready for the holiday fun to end, don't worry, we have more festive surprises in store for you. First, as part of the Winter Holiday Part 2 event, Eevee and every one of its evolutions, why won't they say evolutions, you cowards, can soon be found wearing holiday hats in Pokemon Go. This is also the first time trainers will be able to evolve their Cubchu wearing a holiday ribbon into Beartick wearing a holiday ribbon. I'm loving this sort of like catching back up sort of thing that we're doing with these old costumes and making their evolutions available. It's nice. And that's not all. Get ready to enjoy a winter-themed collection challenge during the Winter Wonderland event and battle your heart out during Hisuian Avalug Raid Day. We already knew about Avalug Raid Day. It's going to be great. All right, Winter Holiday Part 2, when did it start? Well, it started, well, today, Friday, December 23rd, 2022 at 10 a.m. to Saturday, December 31st at 8 p.m. local time. The debuts we're looking at here is, well, it's all of the Eevees and Evolutions and Eevee wearing a fun winter hat. All of them get it, Vaporeon through Sylveon. And then also the Beartick wearing a holiday ribbon. It's cute. It's cute. Yeah. I do believe that the Eevees can be shiny, and then I'm assuming you could evolve them into these as well, so that's great. They'll all be shiny. Event bonuses. Trainers can store up to 40 gifts until the end of the event. During Winter Holiday Part 2, trainers can choose between several bonuses as a reward for their time to research. I took the hatching one. Thank you for asking. Time to research. Will your wish come true? Trainers will be able to access branching timed research that grants their wish for bonuses that revolve around either hatching eggs, catching Pokemon, or collecting Stardust. The path you choose will determine which bonuses and tasks you have for the event. No matter which you pick, all trainers who complete the research will receive items and have the opportunity to encounter Galarian Mr. Mime and other winter-themed Pokemon. So this is nice because this is a free timed research, so throwing a Galarian Mr. Mime encounter in there is tops. That's nice. Really nice. Winter Wonderland. This is from Saturday, December 24th at 10 a.m. to Sunday, December 25th at 8 p.m. local time. For those of you unaware, this is essentially just like a Christmas Eve, Christmas Day sort of event. Event bonuses. One extra special trade per day for when you see your cousins and you want to make more special trades. Daily adventure incense activated during the event will last for 30 minutes. Good deal. Good deal. A lucky exchange. The number of guaranteed lucky Pokemon a trainer can receive in a trade has been increased from 10 to 15. And starting Saturday, December 24th at 10 a.m. local time, if you trade a Pokemon that has spent time in a trainer's Pokemon storage since 2017, it is guaranteed to become a lucky Pokemon until the limit is reached. This change is permanent and will stay active going forward. Okay, this is a great change. This was starting to become so innocuous and not even worth discussing that people weren't talking about it anymore. But it used to be, and I guess it still kind of is the case, that if you had Pokemon from 2016 that were that old, you were pretty much guaranteed lucky Pokemon on those trades. So it's very cool that they're being very transparent about the numbers and then what to expect. And very specific about like 2017, it's been increased from 10 to 15 guaranteed. That's awesome. Really, really cool. And then, of course, the highlight for me personally, Collection Challenge. A Winter Wonderland Collection Challenge is coming. Complete the Winter Wonderland Collection Challenge by Sunday, December 25th to encounter a Galarian Mr. Mime and receive experience and an incense. Hisuian Avalug Raid Day. It's Saturday, December 24th from 2 to 5 p.m. and there's going to be Hisuian Avalug in raids. Go do it. And if you're able to send it to your friends that can't go do it, you'll be the most popular person that day, I promise you. Let's talk about some wild encounters for this event. The following Pokemon will appear more frequently in the wild. It's very similar to the last suite of Pokemon that we had for the first part. For instance, we're going to have the same Pikachu wearing a winter carnival outfit. The new addition is the Eevee wearing a holiday hat. It's pretty cute. It's not just like a Santa hat. It's like a I don't even know how to describe it, but it's cute. It's got some green on top. It's red, little white brim. It's adorable. Swinub, Delibird with a ribbon, Snowrunt, Sveal, Snowver, Vanillite, Cubchew wearing a holiday-themed ribbon, and the Bergmite, which has the shiny out, although I think it's just a myth. I've seen so many people with them, and I've clicked on so many Bergmite. No luck. No luck! If you're lucky, you might encounter the following. Alolan Sandshrew, Stantler, and Cryogonal. The Sandshrew and Stantler can be shiny. Looks like the Stantler doesn't have the bells on for the holiday. That's a bummer, if that's true. And then 7-kilometer eggs, it's the same pool. Sneasel, Smoochin, Mamora, Bergmite, Crabrawler. If you weren't hatching them before, you're probably not going to hatch them now. Nothing's really changed. And in raids, it's the same raid setup, I believe. So Pikachu in the winter carnival hat, Alolan Sandshrew, Eevee, the new one with the holiday hat, Galarian Darumaka, and Cubchew with the holiday ribbon. 3 stars are Sporting, Cloyster, Lapras, the Delibird with the ribbon, and Glaceon with the holiday outfit. It looks pretty cute. 5-star raids, you're going to see Kyurem. This is actually important. I didn't think I'd ever say that, but wait till we get to the bottom here. And in Mega Raids, we're still seeing Glalie. Glalie just take a bite out of anything that gets a little bit too close. Featured attack. This is arguably the biggest piece of news for this entire, well, not just event, but week, I think. There's a featured attack. Kyurem, caught between Friday, December 23rd at 10 a.m. to Sunday, January 1st at 10 a.m. local time, will know the featured attack Glaciate. In trainer battles, it does 60 power. This move decreases your opponent's attack stat when used, and in gyms and raids, it's 160 power. With this, I've seen some people talking about it. It puts Kyurem up in Master League to like rank 4 or something like that. And it's very strong in raid DPS because of the 160 power for Glaciate. It's the signature move, I believe. And I wasn't expecting us to get this anytime soon, but holy cow. Holy cow. In field research task encounters, you're seeing a similar slew of Pokemon to what we've been talking about already. The Pikachu in the outfit, and Alolan Sandshrew, Seal, Shellder, Jinx, Eevee with the new hat, Delibird with a ribbon, Cubchew with a ribbon, Crabrawler, and on rare occasions, a Sneasel or a Glaceon in an undersea holiday outfit. And of course, there are some tasks for the Obama. There's also, of course, some tasks for Obama Snow Mega Energy. So that's out there too. And there's stickers and avatar items. It's the same avatar items, you know, the facial hair debut and go. The Santa outfit and the pajamas and stuff. And the stickers are adorable. I forgot to mention this, but they released this really cute one with Scatterbug, like really happy with a gift. And obviously timed with the Vivillon featurette, I suppose, release. It's cute. It's real cute. And there's still the paid time research. It's that $5 one. If you have not picked it up yet, and for some reason you're feeling really, really motivated now to do it, as opposed to part one, you can still pick it up as long as you finish it, because it is timed before December 31st at 8 p.m. local time. Having done it myself, I really don't think it's worth the $5. I really don't think it is. I say that on like a flat value level, I don't think it's worth the $5. I mean, I had fun. I like doing the tasks. And so if you're like me and you just have fun doing it, there's extra value in there. But on paper, I don't know. I don't think I can recommend it for anybody. I know this isn't a new stance, but I wanted to air my thoughts about it after having done it myself. But there we go. That's the end of that. We have one more event here. By the way, everybody, good luck on your holiday event. I hope you get some shiny Eevees with hats. Those will be fun. We're going to wrap up our 218.5 episode with a familiar event. It's both new and not at the same time. A new year brings new adventures. Celebrate the arrival of 2023 with Pokemon Go. Trainers, as we come to the close of another eventful year of exploration, let's start the next one off right with a New Year's celebration event in Pokemon Go. This year, our New Year's party features Pokemon decked in their sparkly best, a new avatar item and pose, and more. Let's go right into 2023. Okay. Pokemon debuts. Oh, by the way, this event is running from the 31st at 8 p.m. to Wednesday, January 4th at 8 p.m. local time. So it'll be 5 days. You'll have plenty of time to really kind of work with it. It'll be great. Pokemon debuts. New costume Pokemon will appear during this event. Pikachu wearing a party top hat that can be shiny. This is a new top hat. It actually looks pretty rad. Starting with this event, you'll be able to evolve Hoot Hoot wearing a New Year's outfit into Noctowl wearing a New Year's outfit. It's a Noctowl that has like a top hat on it. It's wonderful. Kyle and I were over the moon with it last year. It's wonderful. Explore with decor. During this event, festive fireworks will light up the skies. We hope you enjoy the colorful decor. New avatar item pose and stickers. There's a Pikachu party hat. It's the same one that he has on. You can wear it. And the party popper pose. They have this animated in the notes here. It's really, really great. You are holding a popper and you pull it and some confetti comes out. And you just do that infinitely. It's wonderful. And you'll be able to get some event themed stickers. Real cute one with a Hoot Hoot. There's a Noctowl one. They all say Happy New Year. Oh, party Wurmple. Let's go. Get those by spinning Pokestops opening gifts. Messing around in the in-game shop. You know the deal. All right. Wild encounters, though. Let's see. What's going to be popping up in the wild? The following Pokemon will appear more frequently in the wild. Pikachu wearing a party top hat, the new one. A Hoot Hoot wearing a New Year's outfit, which we love. Oh, it's got a bow tie to it. Forgot. Truly the best costume Pokemon we've ever gotten. Wurmple wearing a party hat. Yep. And all three of those can be shiny. Oh, boy. The 7 kilometer egg pool's getting updated for this. Let's go. Okay. It's broad. Pichu wearing a party hat, Cleffa, Igglybuff, Togepi, Tyrogue, Smoochum, Elekid, Magby, Azurill, and Whynot. All of them can be shiny. That Pichu wearing a party hat is going to be mine. Let's go. New Year's themed field research tasks will be available, and they're going to apparently give us Stardust, and that's all they have to say here. That's awesome. Let's go. Raids, 1-star raids. We're going to be seeing the Kanto starters and Kanto starters plus, I suppose, if you consider Pikachu one of those. Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Pikachu, and Hoot Hoot all wearing New Year's outfits or party hats. The original trio have party hats. The other two have their New Year's hat. In 3-star raids, we're going to be seeing Raticate wearing a party hat, Nidorina wearing a party hat, Gengar wearing a party hat, and Wobbuffet also donning a party hat. All four of them can be shiny. Nidorino, I don't think we've seen for a while. That's pretty cool. The Gengar and the Nidorino, I believe we had for an anniversary event several years ago. And I don't remember them coming back. They might have. But the Raticate, getting that one again is also great. Really, really great. 5-star raids. Reshiram. Ooh, boy. Mega Raids is going to be Mega Steelix. And Featured Attack. Oh, they're doing it again. Oh, this is kind of exciting. Okay. All right, Niantic, I see you. Reshiram encountered in raids will also know Fusion Flare. Fusion Flare does 90 power in trainer battles, and it has 140 power in gyms in raids. This is another signature move. For lack of a better phrase, they're burning through them. That's awesome. This is going to be great. It's going to breathe some real needed life into some of these Pokemon. I mean, Reshiram was strong to begin with, but Kyurem needed the help for sure. Collection challenge. There's going to be a New Year's themed collection challenge. Complete the New Year's themed collection challenge to receive Stardust. See, we're being consistent here. And event bonuses way at the bottom of this event post. Half egg hatch distance when eggs are placed in an incubator during the event period. Quarter hatch distance for the first 3 eggs hatched during the event using the Pokemon Go egg hatching widget. I still feel the same way about the widget as I did last time. Just give it to us as a flat bonus, not the first 3. It was not clear. Maybe they added some clarification or something like that, but it wasn't clear last time, and I was kind of confused. All right, well, that's pretty much it. I think the things to look forward to out of these past 4 events will have to be, if you're interested in the costumes, pick up the Eevees for the holiday event that we're seeing right now. Absolutely hunt for a shiny Hoot Hoot during the New Year's event. It's one of the best costumes ever. I mean, I'm biased. I love Hoot Hoot, but still, it's really, really great. And I think, you know, if you're interested in hatching eggs, I think the egg pool that is truly interesting here, for funsies at the very least, is the 7-kilometer eggs during the New Year's event. All them babies popping out and being shiny. We love it. Other than that, I think we're done. So I will see all of you next time for episode 219. Next week, we'll have Kyle. We'll have everybody back. It'll be no problem. And thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. Until next time, Shiny Vibes, have a good one. Bye-bye.